Badger? Eck? Metcalf? Schmidt? Tylen? Westcott? And Scrope?
So the first order of business tonight is to have a public hearing pursuant to 70 ILCS 1205-4-4 to discuss our FY 23 budget and appropriation ordinance. So with that, I would like to open the public hearing and ask if anybody would like to address the board at this time. Very appreciated. Does the board have any discussion at this time? Okay. We've had quite a bit, for those in the audience, we've had quite a bit of discussion about it, so might not be in this meeting. With that, I would like a motion to close the public hearing. And a second? All in favor? Aye. And I also need a motion to adjourn the public hearing. Thank you. And a second? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. We are required by law to do that, so we can check that off our agenda. With that, I would like to call our regular meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Present.
Eck?
Present.
Metcalf?
Here.
Schmidt?
Here.
Tylen?
Here.
Westcott?
Here.
Scrooge?
Here. 5 here and 2 presents?
No.
With that, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of our February 16, 2022 meeting? And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion and a second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? With that, I also need a motion for the February 28, 2022 board retreat meeting. May I have a motion to approve? And a second? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. With that, now we get to the fun part of our meeting. So I would like to open up the meeting to public comment. Is there anybody who would like to address the board this evening? Okay. With that, committee reports. Mallory, you are up first with Recreation Committee.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to authorize staff to execute a budget sponsorship and partnership agreement with
Heartland
Coca-Cola for a period that takes
5 years. Thank you. And is that your motion?
Yes.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a few representatives from Coca-Cola here. Just want to say thank you. We appreciate the partnership moving forward. And this is a very delicious drink.
Oh, good.
Does the board have any comments at this time?
Oh. I have an amendment.
I think we've discussed for a long time consolidating all of our soda sales into one contract and getting a better deal for the district. And my thanks to staff that we've got this going. It's been on the table for a little while. It took some other pieces of the puzzle to fall into place to make it worthwhile to go out for bid. Those pieces are now in place, and we're looking forward to them. So I have a motion and a second on the table. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylen?
Aye.
Westcott?
Aye.
And Scrooge?
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Thank you, Mallory. With that, CJ, Finance Committee.
Nobody's changed, just reclassification stuff.
built from rubber ground up. We do. We started at the front of the lumber levels and built it all the way up, and it starts in October, so we're working on this 5 months. And it's a good budget. It's a balanced budget, and it's our hope that it will be approved.
Thank you. If there's, as the board is aware, the staff I know is aware, there's a lot of pressure, right, between minimum wage going up every year, and we have a lot of hourly employees, and also the cost of goods going up, inflation is a significant factor for us, so, and other pressures, but I really appreciate that the staff brings us a balanced budget. And I think our recent Moody's rating reflects the efforts of our staff and all through the district to get the district on really good financial, strong financial footing. So my thanks. This is another budget that we're blessed with.
Yes, our public hearing is the last statutory requirement. Mm-hmm. And at this point, the board's pleasure.
With that, would you like to make a motion, Mr.
Yeah, I'd like to make a as chair of my committee, there is a lot of sweat equity and hard work that goes into that. And just like one of the last honoring of my staff and your staff and staff as a whole.
Thanks. I think that's a great with my main core of work on that. He's awesome.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, and with that, I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance number 1483-22, fiscal year 2020 budget and appropriation support.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrow.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays.
Next, we have the 2022 bond project list. As presented to the board, we had numerous discussions on that. Staff and other trustees, I don't know if you have any other questions, comments, concerns prior to making a motion. I'll open it up for a second if there is. Otherwise, I will proceed.
I would only like to remind the board that if at some future date, the board should so choose to reappropriate. It is at the board's budget to bestow by vote. So nothing is cast in stone.
Much appreciated. And there are a couple of items in here that we're not positive about, whether or not, you know, grants and other such things.
Exactly.
Correct.
Like the
understanding
of testimony, make motion to approve the 2022 bond project list presented to the Joint Committee on March 9th.
Okay. So, motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrow.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Thank you, TJ. And before, I thought it would be appropriate, since Jack is here, to let him know that there's very strong support for pickleball on this board, myself included. And I want you to know that the bond issue we just approved has a chunk, $50,000,
yes,
in it for pickleball. So I know that doesn't get us an indoor facility.
Yeah, we're going to give you our green tonight.
Okay. So with that, we need to approve the statement of claims and visa bills. May I have a motion to approve? And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion, questions? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
Scrow.
Aye. 7 ayes and no nays. Jack, did you want to address the board tonight, or are you going to come to committee?
Yeah. After Seneca, we'd like to take 4 or 5 minutes, and I'm like 3 or 4 minutes.
That's perfectly fine.
If you have time for that tonight, yeah, that's what Derek and Seneca
do. Of course.
Really briefly. First of all, I appreciate you giving us the time to talk, because I know you guys have got a lot of things to do. So I just want to say that the pickleball is growing a lot. I know you know that. We got 300 members at least in our pickleball club. There's facility or water park because courts are packed. I mean, there's no place to really play indoor in the evenings at all. I mean, the Y will have a couple of courts and you might have 40 people for two courts. So it's really pretty packed. So the handouts we kind of gave you are just, I know a dream, but it's air dome. It's the cheapest thing in comparison to a fabric or a metal building. So it's just kind of giving some ideas. There's other facilities, indoor facilities in Bloomington. They have a tennis facility where Illinois State plays their tennis in an air dome, and works out really quite well for them. So just wanted to, say that we've also tried exhausting other things, working with the YMCA, Springfield Racket Fitness. We looked at metal buildings here, commercial buildings. We've kind of had a committee ourselves for about 6 months trying to investigate other things to try to do it on our own. And so we've been trying to work at that. At any rate, we had some opportunity. Obviously, Jackie would work with you guys in Park District before, and it worked out pretty good. So we were hoping that there could be some type of partnership with us, now to work together. And the other thing is that our club, we've talked about a donation of about $100,000 we'd like to put towards that facility for indoor that we made the commitment to give this year. So.
Do you know where, what spot, Jackie, do you want to take it from there? Do you want to tell us where you're thinking this might be, and is this from scratch, or is it just over current courts? What's your thinking?
The Salvation Army is a great place to play. They've got 8 courts, but the YMCA rents their courts at night. So we get no night play really anywhere. That's what our goal is, to find someplace indoor to play, and that we can pretty much control who gets to use it. But there's and ideally there's a tennis and racket club on Chatham Road, which he brought. He refuses to allow pickleball to be played there. I don't know why. He's lost half his membership, and I hear he's not doing very well financially. So it'd be nice if you guys bought that building and preserved it. And all we have to do is we'll put the lines on the
Hey, Jack.
Keegan has a facility like that, the Park District owns, and Sterling has something like that, a fitness club and tennis and pickleball. But anyway, so like Dr. Seneca said, we're in a position to offer you at least $100,000 for a project. But the main thing is we need courts, and it'd be nice if they were indoor.
Does your $100,000, are you guys thinking that has to be for indoor, or are you willing to put that towards, redoing some tennis courts? Because we got a bid recently and it was very high.
I just will leave it up to your judgment, but just know that
that's where your heart is.
That's where
I'm at. If I can address that for just one more minute,
sure.
I'm sorry, is that, we really do need indoor, something indoor. I mean, you can play all year round with the home. That's the other thing. And I think it could, you'll see on there, the paper there, that it's sustainable and could, pay for itself as far as paying for the upkeep and the utilities and things like that. But I think our first choice would be Rotary Park with a cover over it. That would be first. We would go for Centennial also with, if you had, and obviously those tennis courts have to be redone.
Mm-hmm.
But we could put the cover over that. And if absolutely we can't get anything indoor, then we'll go for more outdoor courts because the outdoor courts right now we have are packed on many nights that you can't get on any court.
Oh, I know. I drive by aisles, and I get what you're saying. It makes me happy to see all the people in Isles Park, but I understand about the congestion.
Right. Yeah. And I think, however many courts we have, I think they're going to be full on part of the day.
Right.
I ran a beginner's night last summer. We average 52 beginners every week. So that's pretty interesting.
And the only thing about doing trying to plan for that is that the footing and how you build for that dome does require some, appropriate anchoring around the bay.
Sure.
So you want to kind of plan that ahead of time. So part of you don't plan to answer that.
And I know when we presented last call, there was some hesitancy about Rotary Park, maybe parking under, but Centennial will be fine for Dome because, you know, the part, the bad part about Centennial was no wind breaks or anything like that. Well, if you have a Dome, you don't need that. So.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much. We will, go ahead, Robin.
Of course. Jack or Dr. A ballpark number, how much does it like to cost?
Yeah, you know, on the... Yeah, there is on that white paper. I mean,
yeah, it says Arizona Building System.
118 feet by 118 feet.
About $400,000.
Okay.
Interestingly, we years ago we had this conversation about the tennis courts out of Washington Park.
Well, I think that kind of leads to my other question. Would there be any other, I was going to maybe try to look into something that the communities that have been doing, take 18 years early. In those communities, it's also multifunctional for tennis, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that our football crew should be able to
work
with? Sure. Yes, in fact, we did talk to the tennis community about that.
Okay.
The community such as a lot of their space.
Right.
But we have to work together.
I was totally cognizant of the fact that you guys can raise some funds, which is going to be necessary. Fantastic, but like that'll be a lot coming from the park district. So I think there needs to be more.
Sure.
Again, cognizant that you
recognize
control.
And like I said, I think we can do 100,000 easily, and not much more. But the thing about Rotary Park and Centennial, we did get an estimate to convert it, but we were told they would have to put 2 inches of new asphalt over all of it. So that made the estimate instead of 40,000, 135,000.
Yep.
So we just dropped it.
And how does this? Just humor me. How does this solve that problem if you were just putting a dome on top of the court?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to put the 2 inches of asphalt down.
Right.
And then that's like a new court. That'll last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really asking you is just like I'm figuring out how it would work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing we could do the asphalt conversion now, and maybe we can work to generate money, and then 2 years, we maybe could come back with the dome.
Phased project.
Yeah.
I like phased project.
But the main thing is to get courts.
Now,
yeah.
Okay. And we knew that the demand is there,
okay.
Which is why, like I said, you guys, there are lots of advocates for pickleball on this board, $50,000 was put in, so that certainly would cover between your 100 and the 50 in the bond issue should cover the conversion at either wherever it's decided.
The only thing I'm worried about is the price of oil is probably more than double since I saw. So I don't know, what.
I'm an optimist, Jack. By the time we got around to it, it'll come back. What goes up must come down.
Somebody suggested work with an asphalt company that sometimes they're working around and they have some left over, bring it on over,
Yeah.
That was the phase approach of kind of my question. Dr. Kind of asked you alluded to that with that investment of around 100,000 there and the 50,000 from outside of the bond issue alone to get it going and then contribute over time. Is that something you're able to?
Yeah,
that would
be great.
That would
be wonderful. I think just in planning the concrete base, you just want to make sure that the construction of this appropriate
with
the
dome
on after.
Yeah.
That's
the engineering
for that
going to
fit in.
It's like a brick ledge on the house, right? If you don't build the house with a brick ledge, you can never put brick on it. But if you have the brick ledge, and even if you don't put brick on it right away, you can go back.
Right.
I assume it's the same idea.
Right. So yeah, that'd be great if we can do it that way. That's totally fine. We totally understand. We got a lot of projects. We understand that. It's
And I just want to thank you guys over the years. Everything we've asked for out of the park, we've gotten.
Well, Jack, you've been, you and the Pickleball Club have been amazing partners for the district. So
yeah,
we're grateful for that, you know.
This is my last year as president. Carrie's going to take over.
I was going to say, were you out of the room when they made that decision? That's how that works, you know. If you leave to go to the back room, you become the next president.
And we have a lot of great people, and like I say, I know we're going to have $100,000, and that's not from very many people. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you both very much.
We,
as always, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is there any other business before the board tonight? With that, may I have a motion to adjourn? And a second? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, I'm going to sign it.